Question everything.
Hello, beautiful people. Happy Friday. You're listening to Question Everything with your host, Kelsey. I am feeling 100 times better, and I think I sound less nasally. I also have kept my promise, and I haven't taken any medicine, just vitamins and oils and natural remedies, I guess, but no medicine. I also have been eating healthier. Food is medicine. I also have been working with my mindset and just saying positive affirmations, trying to make myself believe that I'm not sick, and it honestly has worked. And it kind of validates the theory that our minds can change our DNA. Very cool. I do want to tell a quick story. Well, a couple stories before I begin. So last week, I told this guy that I went to high school with to check out my podcast because we were talking about the whole Trump COVID situation and how it didn't feel right. And he'll probably listen to this if he isn't freaked out yet. But he only checked out the time travel episode. And I don't know why I didn't think to tell him to start at the beginning, or I didn't give him a background. But then he messaged me after and he's like, damn, okay, you were right about it being super controversial. Do you honestly believe everything you talk about? And I had told him before, I was like, well, my content is not for everyone. It's very controversial, but go ahead and give it a listen. And this is why I can't talk about this stuff to just anyone. Like, absolutely no hate towards him. He's actually super sweet. And I've warmed him up to more of my theories and why I do this. But it is a huge culture shock to anyone who has no prior knowledge of this stuff or even spirituality and astrology. Because like I've said before, that ties in to a lot of what's going on. And he probably picked the worst episode to start with, because that's also the one that I talk about Chrissy Teigen. So, yikes. But if you are trying to show someone my content or trying to get them to not think you're crazy, don't show them that episode. You gotta ease into this stuff. You can't just go straight for the kill and be like, Hollywood and politicians eat babies. Like, we have to start it out from the beginning. Maybe mention the Freemasons and then go from there, or the Federal Reserve and the 13 families. But I think the number one reaction that I have gotten from people when I talk about my content, or if they stumble across my content, is, you're one of the QAnon freaks, huh? And I'm sorry, look, if you are a Q believer, no hate, but y'all know where I stand with that anyway. But the media has done a great job in making you guys sound absolutely insane. But once I tell them I don't follow the Q drops or whatever and I'm not a Trump supporter, they're like, oh, and you believe in this stuff? I'm like, well, yeah, I think it's because of my spiritual background that it makes it easier to believe. And it just resonates with everything I've learned. Then they sometimes give me a chance. The second story I want to share. So I was on Hinge. It's a dating app. Yes, your girl is single. Leave me alone. But this guy had a question on his profile that said, debate me on aliens. So I was like, bet. And I messaged him and I was like, okay, let's debate on aliens. And he said, shoot me with what you got. And I said, oh, you're not ready. So I think we're all part extraterrestrial and some are already among us. And the UFOs from the sky are actually a secret government plot to keep us in fear. And I was honestly thinking this man would block me after that. But then he said, well, I'd have to agree. I think we're actually seated here by extraterrestrial. And I 100% agree that they are among us. I bet you half the celebrities are aliens. Ding, ding, ding. Then we got a winner. He said, I disagree on the UFOs being government-owned. I think UFOs are real and come and check on us. And he asked me if I've seen the TikTok videos on this. And in my head, I was just like, oh boy, if only you knew. But I guess I worded the UFO part wrong. I do believe that UFOs are real as well, such as the aliens or the light beings have flying saucers and spaceships that come to visit us. But I think the government has some as well, and they use it as fear tactic, like how they plan to use them for Project Bluebeam, which, by the way, I keep hearing that Project Bluebeam isn't happening anymore. I was watching this couple who also channels the Galactic Federation, and they were telling them that Project Bluebeam might not happen because we are all waking up and the timelines are shifting, and there won't be a need of doing it since it will backfire on the reptilian shadow government. Since their goal is to scare us, we will all honestly just be excited to see them, even though it'll be fake, but it would just backfire on them, so I don't think it's going to happen anymore. But I do think they have something else up their sleeve. I just don't know what yet. I definitely sense something big coming. That being said, I want to read an energy update off a blog. A lot of lightworkers post their updates on blogs rather than videos, and this one kind of explains everything we're about to go through, so let me just pull that up. So it goes, now we're in the final 3 months of this year and we have a lot of activity happening in this upcoming period that is going to lay the groundwork for the completion of another ascension cycle, which began in 2012. So I guess during that time in astrology, the energy was heavy and it opened a energetic portal. And I guess there was an energetic portal that happened in June 2012 through March 2015. She said, those were turbulent times for us. As I remember, this cycle ends December 14th, 2020, when Mars stops its retrograde. So we're going through like the end of it. And then she goes on to say, why is this important? Because the Uranus-Pluto square series was the starting point for the upheaval we are now seeing all over the world. The revelation of mass political corruption, the end of globalists, the desire for personal and economic freedom, the daily news of the horror of human trafficking, is all part of the Uranus desire for higher consciousness, self-awareness, and freedom. And when it started to push against Pluto, which rules the status quo, the fireworks began. But as with all great transformation, the wheels begin to turn slowly and it takes time to reach peak momentum. But we are there now. And to help us with this reconstruction, we have a Mercury retrograde starting on October 14th, ending on November 2nd. It's going through Scorpio into the final degrees of Libra. With an aspect of October 15, new moon degrees, so it repeats that energy signature. And in your own life, you probably experienced some serious upheaval during that time. I know I did. Remember, chaos is byproduct of disintegration. As the 3D paradigm comes apart, we are witnessing vast shifts in every aspect of the foundation of our material reality. Hold on to your hats, the fun is just beginning. The new moon on October 16th is at 23 degrees Libra, and guess what? It is in hard aspect to the Saturn-Pluto conjunction. Now, this puts pressure on the systems that are coming apart, so on the global stage, we will be seeing more corruption revealed, more dirty dealing brought to the light, and probably a few facts that will make a lot of guilty people very uncomfortable. Ooh, I can't wait. Remember what I have been saying about 15-16 Saturn-Pluto conjunction. It revealed the corruption of the church, which ruled most of the Western world at the time. That corruption has spread to many parts of our reality, and it's all going down because the light of truth destroys the darkness of evil. In your life, if you have been avoiding the truth, hiding from your reality, not managing your energy resources, and dealing with some karmic issues, you may have a challenge with this new moon. But it is not a punishment. It is a reminder to do your own energetic housekeeping. Think of it as a big clean out before the Aquarius actions happen in December. If you are thinking you are going to hide in your room and sit this one out, please do not do that. This is a time for reconstruction. October's big theme is to gather your energy resources, set more powerful intentions for your life, look at what is draining your energy, robbing you of your vitality, making you feel helpless, hopeless, small, powerless, and turn those situations around. You can be victimized by circumstances beyond your control, but you do not have to become a permanent victim. There is so much powerful energy at work this month, and yes, it is going to bring up some painful truths, but it's also going to equip you with the information you need to become the authority of your reality, to expand your awakeness to include your highest potential, and then to take action to align with it and integrate it into your reality. What others call breakdowns is really a disintegration, a coming apart of old beliefs, truths, and limitations, so new light, new energy, and the new possibilities of new potentials can become our new truth. It's the dawn of a new era for each and every one of us. So that's what's happening in October, and I've actually read this in my astrology book, how she mentioned in 1516 when the churches were revealed for their corruption. It's also repeating now, and I read that in the astrology book that I have, so that's pretty interesting, and I'm excited to see what happens. All right, so that was like an energy update that I wanted to talk about. But before I get into the moon matrix theory, I want to also talk about some tea. So first off, does Trump look different to you or feel different to you after he got back into office, after he got out of the hospital? I don't know how to explain it, but he looks so different. I mean, some people say it was due to the medicine he got and the IV fluids and stuff, but the energy just feels off. I've heard before that he's had a clone, but now I'm just like, did they make another Trump? He released some stuff about Obama, Biden, and Hillary and how they were the ones who tampered with the elections in 2016. And the FBI and the CIA were in on it too. And then they blamed Russia. Honestly, I couldn't find much about this other than him tweeting about it, but apparently it's a big deal. We know how the media is, and the media didn't cover any of it, so who knows what really happened. Honestly, I just wish he would release Hillary's emails or the videos. I mean, I don't think those videos should be seen by the public, but they are clear evidence of what these people do to these kids, unless he's a part of it too. But I just wish the public would actually see what I've seen and most of the people I've talked to have seen. And I don't think anyone can find those videos now because they've all been taken down. They're pretty disturbing. Next thing was the vice presidential debate. So this debate wasn't as spicy as the last presidential debate. But I'm just going to say the fly won. The fact that a fly is being talked about more than the debate itself, like, this is how the other countries see us. I really have nothing else to say about it other than the fly. Because, like I said in the last episode, I just see through their lies. Okay, so in other news and ironic news, there is an article about how the moon is starting to rust. And I mean, it makes sense because it's made out of mostly metals. The pictures actually look kind of freaky because the moon is turning red. And people have been messaging me how in the Bible they talk about the moon turning red. So I don't know if that means anything to anyone, but let me know. Okay, so where do I begin? There is so much I want to cover, but let's start out with what some energy readers have said about the moon. So let's start out with EA. So in her video, she talks about the time that she had her first experience with the GFL, the Galactic Federation. And she says she was introduced to them December 21st, 2011, and a couple days before, one of them came to her while she was meditating. And that's when they invited her to the meeting. I guess this alien being came to her and was like, hey, we want you at this meeting on December 21st at, I think it was like 3 a.m. So she was like, okay. That day, she astral traveled with the alien that came to her. And she said that they ended up inside the moon and that it looked like this huge auditorium, kind of like something from Star Wars. And there were chairs everywhere with different races of aliens, along with other human astral bodies that were also invited. The meeting was about the energy shift that was going to take place on Earth in 2012. And strangely enough, the patients in Dolores Cannon's book that I've been reading, who are also from different alien races that have been incarnated, have all talked about a shift in 2012. And I think I mentioned this, but her book was written in like 2010 or before 2012. Kind of like what that blog post was talking about that I mentioned earlier, that there was a shift in 2012. I don't think I was aware of it because I think I was 16 or 17 and I wasn't really into spirituality or energy at the time. So maybe I just had a rough summer and I just didn't really pay attention to why. She said that that's where they have their meetings. That's where they help us. They have like a headquarters there, I guess. But a lot of her information is going to contradict what David Icke said, and I will get there. This is why I'm still confused. So the second reader I'm going to mention, her name is Megan, and she was talking about how she channeled Hitler and Bush, and they took her to the moon. And this channeled message isn't going to be just about the moon, but I thought I'd mention it because she said some really interesting stuff. She mentions that they take her to the dark side of the moon, and there is a control center there. And they apparently can emit rays and frequencies to people who have AI installed. I guess some of us have AI installed in our brain. They also can manipulate brainwaves of regular people, and I will elaborate on that further on. But she was talking about how Hitler was a reptilian, and she says the reason the Holocaust happened was because the Jewish people had the holy DNA that Jesus had, and they wanted to get rid of them so no one else would have that DNA. The reptilians have also been trying to get to the center of the earth because that is where the DNA of everyone is kept. But they haven't been able to access it because their vibrations don't match up with the higher vibrations that are held there. So it's kind of guarded by the good aliens and the angels. That's how she described it. And it kind of matches up with the story about that man who is able to go to the center because of his high vibrations. She also mentions a third wave of volunteers. Well, basically, she didn't really say that. But she said the lightworkers that have been incarnated, who also hold the same DNA that Jesus had and the Jewish people had, are among us now. And the reptilians did not expect that. I guess from the beginning of time, we were all supposed to be those beings that had that DNA. And David Icke even mentions that. But because they manipulated it, we can't access it without going within. Which is why the lightworkers who are incarnated into the third generation are activating everyone's DNA now. So she then talks about their control system and how it works. And I find it pretty interesting just because she did channel all of this. But she mentions that the way they control us is by them creating these systems for us, like a 9-to-5 job, health insurance, all this other stuff. And control us with fear because they don't want us to access our DNA. So they place all these distractions of a 9-to-5 job, you're busy all day, and providing for the family and all this stuff. And I think that's why maybe most of the younger generation, at least what I've seen, has also questioned why we do things the way we do. We're like, why do we work our whole lives? Like, I think we know, you know, because last week I mentioned that isn't it strange that we basically work our whole lives until we die and we don't really get to live? A lot of the older generation is saying that we're just lazy, but I think we're just getting to the root of what we were meant to do here on Earth. But again, that comes back to the discussion of what will we do without jobs and how would we survive? But I guess we just need a better system. That's all I'm saying. Anyways, back to the channeling. So their main goal is for us to not access our light being DNA because we all have it. So that's why, like I said, they put all these distractions. However, the reptilians, I didn't know this, cannot access this holy DNA. And she says that a reason why they drink our blood is because they want to be able to access that DNA. I don't know if they've accomplished that. I don't know if they can for only like a split second. She also talks about the Nazis because she was channeling Hitler and George Bush. But she said that most of them were under mind control and didn't know what they were doing and basically just being controlled to do what they did. She was shown that they were taking some Jewish people and trying to figure out how they can genetically modify themselves, aka the reptilians, to have the same power, the same DNA. They were trying to take their DNA, I guess, and modify it into themselves. She then mentions that during the end of World War II, the good light beings came down and told the reptilians to leave. And I guess most of them did leave. But there were double agents and manipulated the light beings to stay. And that's how they infiltrated the US, which is how the Nazis infiltrated our science, our health, everything else. And they created NASA. She also channeled George Bush Sr. And he was also a reptilian. And I guess George Bush Jr. ranked really high in the reptilian race after 9/11. Like he was very respected. I really don't know why she mentioned George Bush in this channeling because it was mainly about Hitler. But then she mentions Trump because the only reason I'm mentioning the George Bush part is because she mentions Trump because I guess George Bush and Trump had this deal together. I don't know. So she just saw them shaking hands, which kind of confuses me in the next part I'm going to be talking about. One last thing that she channeled, which is something I've been coming across a lot through different readers, but they have all mentioned that Trump is working with different light beings, And I think this is really hard for me to grasp, but at the same time, I can see him being a trigger for some people to wake up. And one has mentioned that he is a catalyst for the awakening. And this is how she explained it on her blog. She said, "We're in the midst of an epic planetary transition in consciousness out of the egoic consciousness of separateness and into the non-dual consciousness of oneness. The tectonic plates of our collective psyche are shifting, which is causing great turbulence, uncertainty, and fear. And yet this turbulence and this collapse of the structures and institutions of a former age are necessary for our evolution. Trump is accelerating the shift in consciousness by shocking us into seeing the ego clearly so that we can retract our allegiance from it and open ourselves to the truth of interexistence. He does all these things that aren't the greatest to trigger us, to see the system for what it really is. He's almost projecting our failures, our egos as a whole, so we can wake up." And honestly, this makes sense. Now thinking about it from a spiritual point of view, like working with shadow work and working with other people and understanding why people are the way they are, sometimes they project other people's insecurities and other people's egos so you can see that. And if something triggers you from someone else, it's maybe because of your ego trying to tell you something. So I've heard that before, so this makes sense. She says that the Pleiadians have been funneling light and messages into him. The Pleiadians, for those of you who don't know, are the good aliens that help us. And then when she asked the Pleiadians what they were giving him, they said that they were making him the most organic human. When she said this, she was like, let that settle in. Like, what is a human? Human is ego, obviously. All humans have emotions and act mostly on their ego. I guess she said that he has hidden messages in what he's saying. And I've heard that before. So like basically the reason he sounds dumb is because he has hidden messages that can't be decoded by the reptilians, but they're supposed to trigger us in some way. She said they showed her that he ends up winning this election. And I'm just going to mention that she was as shocked as I am. She didn't think he was a good person either, nor supported him. So she clearly can't be making this up, right? I mean, other energy readers have also, like I said, mentioned the same thing. But I'm just scared that just how the Nazis manipulated the light beings, or Hitler's babies manipulated the light beings, that he is too. And why did George Bush and him shake hands? I don't know. But at the same time, what if he's playing them by being this awful? And then in the end, he's like, psych, bitches. But I'll just leave you with that. I just thought it was really interesting. I'm still questioning it. But if you guys want me to talk about what other readers have said about him, let me know. Okay, so I guess I got off topic about the moon. Sorry, I just came across these readings and they needed to be shared because I've been coming across the Trump one a lot. And it just makes sense in the sense of the ego and projecting, I guess, our collective ego and helping us wake up. A lot of people have been waking up this year, and I guess in the last 4 years. So maybe he is a trigger. Okay, let's go on. So David Icke calls this the moon matrix because he believes that the reptilians use the moon as a way to control us. Hence, it affects our mood, our weather, the oceans, the seasons, etc. Just how Megan mentioned that it's a control center. But if that's the case, then I just question why EA said that she had a meeting with the GFL and the GFL are good and they aren't all reptilian. So that's where these two stories contradict. But the GFL had the meeting inside the moon, and from all the research of the reptilians having a base on the moon, their base is on the exterior side or the dark side of the moon that we can't see. So maybe they don't even know that they're both in the same territory. I don't know. Because I couldn't find much on it other than what David Icke was saying and then these readers are saying. So kind of just questioning everything at this point. So David's theory, and apparently a lot of other people, including scientists and astronomers, also believe that the moon is artificially made and hollow and that it wasn't made like any other planet. So I actually ended up watching a couple documentaries on this. Gaia.com actually has a lot, And there is also an Ancient Aliens episode on how they think the moon is a spaceship. And if we're talking predictive programming, we can call it the Death Star from Star Wars, which David also illustrates in his book. So now I'm guessing y'all want some proof or evidence as to why these people believe such nonsense about our moon. Okay, so first of all, scientists cannot agree on the origins of the moon. These are some of their theories. So the first theory is the fission theory. A chunk of Earth broke off and condensed into the moon. The second theory is the capture theory, in which Earth somehow captured the moon as it was floating by. But some say this is unlikely because it would have had to happen at such a precise exact time and way so they didn't collide. The third theory is the condensation theory. Earth and moon both condense from material at the same time, but some don't believe this because the moon is less dense than the Earth. And number four is planet like Mars crashed into Earth, but the rocks that they have found on the moon seem to be much older than the rocks on Earth. So the first theory is off the list too, because if the moons are much older than Earth, and apparently they were made at the same time, doesn't make sense. And most people believe that the moon hasn't always been there. There is some ancient texts that talk about a time before, and that could indicate that these rocks are from a different planet, artificially placed to create this moon. Those are the mainstream theories, I guess you can call them, on how the moon began, but let's dive a little deeper. So in 1970, two Soviet scientists, I'm gonna butcher these names, Mikhail Vassin and Alexander Shcherbakov, proposed that the moon is a spaceship built by aliens or a highly intelligent race. They also believe that it could have potentially been like a Noah's Ark for intelligent human race from ancient times. Their theory relies on some strange anomalies and the fact that large lunar craters are far too shallow and have flat bottoms. If it weren't artificial and meteorites hit it, those craters would be a lot deeper. There's also other anomalies that have been captured that just doesn't make sense and doesn't coincide with other planets. So during the first moon landing, Buzz Aldrin admitted to seeing extraterrestrials. There's videos of him saying that Armstrong had to call a separate line to mission control so it wouldn't go public because they didn't want to cause social unrest, and I'm sure that's the reason why. But they claim to have seen lights, strange clouds, sounds, artifacts that they've never seen before, and extraterrestrials. Another interesting fact is that they had a seismic recording device to document earthquakes, and this device recorded activity from meteorite hits to explosions. When NASA tested Apollo 12 module, they intentionally crash-landed on the moon to see what the seismic device would capture, and it said that it set off an explosive force equivalent to 12 tons of TNT. The moon reverberated and rang like a bell for hours, and apparently that was like the original mission of Apollo. There is actual video of the moon vibrating like this online, and there's also a document online that NASA compiled of strange anomalies called a Chronicle Catalog of Lunar Events. And there is so much stuff that has happened that no one can explain. There have been objects reported that were moving on the surface, strange-looking buildings that look like pyramids. There have also been NASA whistleblowers like Donna Hare. And she actually said this at a meeting in front of a bunch of people, but there's a video if you just look it up. But she was talking about how she got a command from, I guess, someone higher up. And she goes on explaining that she had to burn these photos or get rid of these photos, and she couldn't look at them. And anyone who looked at these photos would face consequences. Apparently, someone did look at them and was standing right next to her when she was trying to get rid of them, and they knocked him out. And she was so shocked, that's why she went public with it. And she was willing to testify before Congress. At that moment, she realized within NASA, they have held secrets even from their own boss. And this is what I mean about how there's people inside each, I guess, system, like the government branch and CEOs and companies that are the bad people, but not everyone knows about it. Not everyone knows the plan. So just goes to show how corrupt everything is. Dr. Werner von Braun, a aerospace executive worker, was dying of cancer in the 70s, and he told a colleague that before he died, he had to expose the game that they were playing, and that's how he said it. I guess he said that they were trying to weaponize space, and their cover story or excuse was to fight off the aliens. But he said all of it is a lie because the aliens aren't the ones we should be afraid of. Well, the aliens from space, because now we know that there are reptilians and aliens on Earth. And I guess he says that we should be afraid of those. So this documentary that I watched on Gaia called The Greatest Story Ever Denied, Moon Rising, has some solid evidence of how NASA photoshopped so many of their pictures. And the one of him holding the flag on the moon, if you turn up the brightness and turn down the contrast, you can see buildings in the back, which that kind of validates the theory of the secret space program having bases that work with the ET. So I'm assuming now that the secret space program is all reptilians or hybrid reptilians. I gotta look more into that. I could probably make that the bonus episode. And there's another picture where they clearly blurred out vehicles or people because they're just blobs. He also has pictures that show that the moon isn't black and white, and it actually has bright colors and lights. Like, all of this was crazy to me. Dr. Sean C. Solomon said, "The lunar orbiter experiments vastly improved our knowledge of the moon's gravitational field, indicating the frightening possibility that the moon might be hollow." And I'm kind of jumping all over the place because there are so many scientists and whistleblowers that just dropped quotes here and there in the book or in the documentaries, so I sprinkled them all over. So that's from one of the scientists. So I know you're all wondering, well, if it's fake, how does it affect our oceans, weather, Earth, rotation? I'll get there. But first, let's look at what else they've been hiding. So astronomer Constantine Chasabis, he analyzed the Orphic hymns. I think that's what they're called. They're like songs. And a group of writings attributed to the Greek gods. Many of the ancient texts pointed to a hollow moon. And some even talk about cities and houses. A Zulu shaman calls it an egg because it's been hollowed out. Also, in the Zulu legends, they claim that the reptilian race stole the moon and positioned it directly by Earth for control. So let's talk more about the reptilians. Buzz Aldrin was very open about the fact that he was a 33-degree Freemason. He even took pictures with his flag of the Freemasons when he got to the moon. And apparently he did a ritual on the moon. According to researchers with an interest in this particular theory, the real mission of Apollo 11 was to open a communication portal of sorts to the ancient deity Osiris, and the ritual was performed by those at high levels in the secret societies of ancient Egypt to gain knowledge and wisdom. Both the landing site and the precise timing of the mission are said to have been down to an apparent perfect alignment of Orion's belt with the moon's horizon on that specific date and time. These were key aspects of the ritual to open communication with Osiris. So, I mean, that makes sense because they do everything at such a specific time. Gematria, whatever you want to call it. Farouk Elbaz was the person responsible for these finer details of the launch. While it is probably pure coincidence, but I don't believe in coincidences, the months of intense planning just happened to result in the exact conditions required by the ancient rituals in which his father was an expert in. So, that's also an indication. Given the links to Freemasonry and the Apollo 11 mission, it is again understandable that some drew attention to the number of times 33 appears in connection to NASA. For example, the only launch pad at White Sands, New Mexico is Launch Pad 33. And following the first shuttle mission, the landing on Earth took place on runway 33. According to many researchers, exactly 33 minutes after landing on the moon, Buzz Aldrin performed a ritual inside the lunar module. Officially, Aldrin was taking communication before leaving the module to explore the moon's surface. After landing, but before leaving their craft for the moon's surface, the Apollo 11 crew took part in a small communion ceremony, according to official records. This was probably not surprising, as millions of Americans did the same thing as part of their faith. However, the rite of communication dates back to beyond the Catholic Church to ancient Egypt. And by now we should all know that the Catholic Church is basically their religion implanted into this religion. This ceremony has its root in the secret societies that exist during the time, and ultimately, according to many researchers, spawned the lodges of Freemasonry around the world today. The act of communion is essentially an offering to Osiris. It is claimed by those who subscribe to conspiracy theories that the Freemasons hijacked the mission and that Aldrin performed the ritual for this very reason. The Apollo 11 astronauts left various items on the moon's surface before they returned to Earth, as well as the U.S. flag. They also left a stone plaque, a solid disc, a symbolic gold olive branch, general debris, used equipment, and parts of their suits not fit to make the return journey due to radiation exposure. However, it is claimed by some that more objects remained on the moon. These items contain Masonic symbols and offerings to Osiris as part of the communication ritual. The secretive offerings supposedly included silk Masonic scarves that were blessed at the moon. And there's actually a picture, I think it was before they left, of him holding this scarf or this Masonic flag. So the Freemasons, of course, have to have their hand in everything. But also, in Dolores Cannon's book, most of her clients talk about coming from a spaceship, as most of us were. They all talk about a mothership orbiting Earth. They could have come from the moon, maybe. Maybe Dolores knows this and she doesn't want to specify that, or she doesn't want to say that it is the moon because of how many people have been silenced or threatened when talking about these secrets, I guess. But I just find it interesting that the Freemasons have infiltrated all of NASA, and there's so many astronauts that are Freemasons. I mean, if we look back to the OG theory of them all being Nazis, they all work together, so it makes sense. Okay, so now the most popular question, where does it get its gravitational pull or magnetic field? So the moon itself isn't magnetic, but scientists have found that the rocks on the moon are magnetized. And this brings me back to the beginning of the rocks being older than the actual moon. Could it be that they were specifically placed there for a reason? Don Wilson, author of Our Mysterious Spaceship Moon, says it appears that mascons, that's what these rocks are called, they're mass-concentrated rocks, are some kind of artificial construction. They are found in the vast plains on the moon. This confuses scientists to this day, who are obviously not in the know. Christopher Knight and Alan Butler, who wrote Who Built the Moon? There's apparently a lot of books about the moon being fake, artificial, or hollow. I wasn't aware of this. They're pretty old books, too. But they had many remarkable mathematical connections in regards to moon, earth, and the sun using the base number of 10. These mathematical synchronicities only work with these three bodies and not with any other planet or moon in the solar system. Another strange anomaly that they noted was that the moon only faces one way towards the Earth at all times. We never get to see the quote-unquote dark side, which is why some people have now proposed a theory of that being the base for our secret space program, or channelers apparently have astral traveled there and there is a base, but it's reptilian and bad aliens. I don't know. Dr. Harold Urey, a Nobel Prize winner for chemistry, said he was terribly puzzled by the rocks from the moon and the amount of titanium that they held, because they're made of purely metal, which kind of makes sense as to why it's rusting now, but not really, because how? So I don't know if David knows about the Freemason theory of it being a portal, but in the book he says that it is a portal, and it's a 4D portal, which the reptilians live on the 4D. 4D is not all the way, I don't know how to explain it. So 5D is the ultimate goal for us right now, right? So 5D is ultimate enlightenment, and it's all love, pure light. So 4D is a mix of 3D mentality and 5D spiritual stuff, but also the evil can enter 4D. The reptilians cannot enter 5D, that's for sure, because they don't have that DNA that we have. Apparently, this is where they create more alien hybrids on their dark side base, which EA has talked about before. But my thing is that not all of them that EA has talked about are bad. because she has worked with some of them. And she's called them the hybrid children. And they're supposed to help us. So ever since the 40s, when shit hit the fan, and I think I'm just gonna call the 40s and World War II the moment everything went to shit, the U.S. has had access, well, at least the 13 bloodlines have had access to the moon with spacecraft that they made on Earth by Nazi scientists. The reason they made Apollo missions a huge deal was to make it public that they were going to the moon, but they have already been there before with all this technology that they are hiding from us, which kind of makes sense. Another statement that David claims is that the moon acts as a firewall. So this is going to get kind of interesting. So as light workers, if you are aware of this now, we receive downloads or knowledge by these light beings through light codes coming from the sun, essentially. And I think I've mentioned that before, or maybe I haven't. But before the moon, any human on Earth could get them. That's why there was a time where in ancient texts, they said that they saw gods, like gods were walking on Earth and they saw other dimensional beings because they didn't have this firewall up yet. This wall makes sense. But because the moon acts like a firewall, it stops us from accessing the universal knowledge unless you know how to tap into it and go around the firewall by going within and basically waking up. Because we all have that ability. I mean, like I said, some are more gifted, and most of the times it's because their purpose is to wake up the mass. That is why we are stuck in this 3D mentality, because of that firewall. When in reality, we are multidimensional beings that can have access to this information. So I'm going to read this passage of how our eyes perceive the light and how they have manipulated 95% of the population's abilities to see through other dimensions. So he says, the genetic manipulation of the human form and the transmissions from the moon stop the body computer decoding the rest of the universe beyond what is called the visible light. So I forgot to mention, but he calls our bodies body computers. We should have 12 strands or more of DNA, not 2. The others were switched off to our conscious mind, and they were our vibrational receivers in connection to the rest of the virtual reality universe. This is one reason for the 95% or more of human DNA that scientists call junk, because they don't know what it does. Ancient accounts and myths speak of people living to amazing ages and miraculous things happening in a golden age. But people looking from today's perspective say that is impossible, a fantasy, a fairy tale. The ancients were describing a world before the body computer was downgraded, when humans were decoding at least a vastly greater range of the universe and all enjoying the incredible abilities that came with this level of awareness. The ancients talked about the gods living among them, and they did, because humans could decode energetic realms in which they existed. They still live among us, but we can no longer see them after the range of frequencies the body computer can access were reduced dramatically and a fake reality was imposed. Like I said, we talk about different dimensions, etc., but it is actually one energetic field. It is the way we decode that energetic field and how much of it that we decode that determines the world we appear to live in. It is like sitting in a house and thinking it's a universe because you can't see anything outside of it. Expand your decoding potential and you realize that the house is part of a street and the street is part of a town and the town is a part of a country and so forth and so on. So that makes a lot of sense. And like I mentioned earlier, that's why in ancient times we were able to see these beings on Earth and stuff. They've never left. They're still here, just in different dimensions. And that now that the veil is lifting and people are seeing shadow beings or light beings all over, especially those who have been working on themselves, and we can see through the other dimensions. So he goes on to saying, they were there all the time while you sat in your little house thinking that there was nothing else. So it is with the virtual reality universe. What is called the speed of light is a limit of body computer perception, and when you reach those outer limit range, things start to happen. These are caused by the effect that this has on the body computer decoding system. You are hitting the firewall. It is not that these effects are actually happening in the energy field itself so much as they are being perceived by the observer to be happening. Scientists are experiencing reality through a body computer too. With the body DNA fully activated and awakened, the strange things that appear to happen at the speed of light would not happen. Our decoding system would be much wider and not on the limits of its decoding potential. It is the distortion of the observer's decoding process that is behind the reality changes at the speed of light. The matrix is a small range of frequencies within the wider virtual reality universe, and we are locked into it by the manipulation of the body retriever transmitter system and the reality transmissions from the moon that hack the system. Remember also that human DNA and genetics can be changed and suppressed by electromagnetic and other vibrational fields. And I have heard about this before. Where did I hear about it? Oh, when I was researching the 5G theory. So, of course, I'm not going to tell you that 5G causes COVID because that was one of the main theories. But another theory was that they were planning to emit 5G or have been emitting 5G to mutate our DNA, probably to stop us from ascending, because that's really their goal, is to stop us from ascending to 5D and awaken to our full potential. And now it's all making sense. So it doesn't all have to be done physically. DNA is a receiver transmitter, and if you can send encoded frequencies on its wavelength, you can change its structure and thus evolve or change the form of the human body, which also makes sense to when you watch DNA activation videos from psychics, readers, mediums, or whatever. They're supposed to activate that DNA in you, and that's why more people are waking up. It is the same with animal and plant species. Anything with a DNA receiver. And it gives a whole new perspective to evolution. This happens through the encoded protons emitted by the sun, the virtual reality construct, and by hacking into the information from the moon. The information encoded in light dictates what we collectively see, hear, touch, taste, and smell, and includes the illusion of time, space, distance, and even movement. The reptilians and their hybrids cannot ignore the rules of the game in the wider virtual reality because they too are subject to them. But they can and have used them and bent them for their own gain. Their vehicle for this is the moon. So this makes a lot of sense. And now I'm kind of mad that they have been manipulating our DNA for this long. But basically, that's how they create the simulation and keep us trapped and away from our all-knowing and our being. And I know some of you might ask, like, why are some people more gifted, or why can some people see other dimensions and we can't if we all are supposed to? So again, some came more gifted for a reason, to purposely activate everyone else's DNA. And I feel like this year has been the most people who have been trying to push out this content, push out these videos with activations for DNA and stuff. And the fact that we all do have the 12 strands of DNA, but the scientists don't know what they do because they also aren't aware and they're also being manipulated kind of gets me questioning more. But it makes sense because they really don't know what the other strands do. They obviously have to do something. And then he talks about how dark isn't really dark and it's just a different frequency. And if we were tapped in, we would be able to see things. So I think by everyone going within and finding their true self and awakening to the fact that we're all one consciousness and come from the same light source is how we will all gain that power. Here's a more elaborate explanation on how they control us with the moon. So the effect of the moon on human perception and life on Earth is obvious even without the artificial transmissions that I will call the moon matrix. The moon is closely associated with mind and emotions, the very targets of the reptilian agenda. The UK Independent newspaper reported in 2007 on research confirming the influence of the moon on human behavior in an article headed "How Much the Moon Rules Your Life." Folklore has long connected the moon to people becoming lunatics. In Spanish or in Latin, luna means moon, so lunatics, losing their mind. Researchers discovered, however, that this effects go much deeper into fine detail of human life. They reviewed 50 studies and added their own research before suggesting that doctors and police should prepare their work to increase at certain phases of lunar cycle. The study revealed that doctors' appointments rose by 3.6% during a full moon, and that asthma attacks peak during new and full moons. The bladder is also affected, as is hormonal balance. The Journal of the Florida Medical Association reported findings by Dr. Edson J. Andrews that 82% of the postoperative bleeding crisis happened near the full and new moon, even though fewer operations were performed at those times. The moon influences the fertility fundamentally, and the moon goddess is always associated with fertility and childbirth. Data from 140,000 births in New York showed systematic variations in birth over the lunar cycle of 29 days. And the period of decreasing illumination immediately after the full moon may participate and impact on human reproduction. These effects are not only caused by the moon's gravitational pull on Earth, as was once believed, but also the effect it has on human hormones. Fertility, spontaneous abortions, and thyroid disease were also affected, and Dr. Zimmerke said more research was needed to establish why this was so. He suggested that it could be the effect of the moon's gravity on the immune systems, hormones, and steroids. The prime candidates to exert regulatory function on the immune response are melatonin and steroids, whose levels are affected by the moon cycle. That's why I can't sleep during the moon. I mean, everyone gets really affected by the full moons and different moon cycles. Okay, I promise this is the last thing I'm going to mention, but I thought it was pretty interesting. Studies of crime figures found them to be higher on full moon days than any other, and the road accidents were significantly more frequent during a waxing than a waning moon. A study at Georgia State University found that eating and drinking habits are influenced by moon phases. It said that a small but significant lunar rhythm of nutrient intake was observed with an 8% increase in meal size and a 26% decrease in alcohol intake at the time of the full moon relative to the new moon. University of Miami psychologist Arnold Lieber and his colleagues studied data on murders in one country over 15 years. They matched the murder figures with moon phases and found they rose and fell together. The murder rate rose sharply as the full and new moons neared, and declined during the first and last quarters. They repeated the experiment in another county in Ohio and saw very similar results. An American Institute of Medical Climatology report of the Philadelphia Police Department discovered that the full moon marks a peak in a number of crimes, including murders, reckless driving, and arson. There are apparently more fights, riots, and general unrest among prisons and inmates on the full moon. It's kind of like the theory or the legend that the wolf comes out on the full moon. Greek philosopher Aristotle and Roman historian Pliny the Elder believed that the moon influenced the brain, the moistest organ in the body, as it affected the tides. Modern scientists mostly reject this, but they don't understand the full effect of the moon on humans' perception because it operates on many wavelengths and they are unable to measure. Vedic astrology is an ancient Indian astrological system that interprets the movements and positions of planets and the moon with regard to their effects on humanity and Earth. It goes back to thousands of years to Indus Valley culture and beyond. Vedic astrology says that the moon rules the mind and both thoughts and feelings. It says that the moon is the father of Mercury because Mercury is intellect, which is born from the moon. Mercury rules the rational mind. That's why when Mercury's in retrograde, we all go insane. According to the system, while the moon rules everything else, including the past, memories, conditioned behavior patterns, and emotional responses, these patterns and responses are the very foundation of human control, and there is a very good reason for that. Humans are controlled from the moon. There are many that deny this and say that we are not significantly influenced by the moon, and yet experiments with something as small as a cockroach have shown stress-related changes in the chemical composition of their body connected to the new and full moons. It is suggested that this is caused by changes on the Earth's electromagnetic field instigated by the moon. That is precisely the point. The moon's influence is happening in the metaphysical universe, the information blueprint from which everything in the holographic realm of physical experience is made manifest. Electromagnetic changes become holographic changes. Wow. Okay. So that makes a lot of sense, and I hope that answers your questions of how the moon affects us and why it affects us, even though it is quote-unquote artificial. It's still made by particles from space or an intelligent race. It wasn't organically made. I think the craziest thing about all this is that I once had a dream that the moon was fake, and I grabbed it as if I was touching a painting, And someone behind me said, "See, I told you it's fake." And now I'm wondering if that was a sign, because I don't remember my dreams unless they're symbolic or they just repeat in my head. For some reason, this one just kept repeating in my head, and just that part. I probably had this dream like 2 months ago too, but I definitely want to get your guys' thoughts on all this. He elaborates more on this throughout his book called Human Race, Get Off Your Knees. But some of it, when he goes deep into it, I'm just like, bro, you lost me. Because this is so much information that obviously we can't comprehend because our DNA has been manipulated with. But at the same time, I am kind of starting to understand all of it, especially because it's connecting dots to my prior research. But to anyone else who is just starting out, this will make you nauseous. And that typically happens when you hear information like this, because your intuition knows it's true, so your body is reacting to all the lies you've been fed. So now I want to read you guys a DM that I got from this girl named Megan. Oh my god, so many Megans. She's awesome, and she said this. She said, "Hey girl, so I was just listening to your 9/11 episode, and I felt like I needed to reach out to you. So the part that you mentioned about David Icke and how you resonate with a lot of his stuff, but not about the moon being fake. So something strange happened to me 2 weeks ago. I want to start with that I am super spiritual and I do a lot of new moon and full moon rituals with my crystals and all that fun stuff. But the other day I was smoking and talking with my fiance and my best friend, and something or someone started to channel through me, I think. I started to talk about a bunch of stuff I had no idea about. I even said at one point, I have no idea what I'm saying. But basically I was saying how the moon was placed there and that it's a reflection of the sun, but we are light workers and we should be charging our crystals with the sun and not the moon. And that our good energy we are manifesting and things we are releasing is giving power to the dark when we do these things towards the moon. There is a lot more, but it's a lot to type. Then like a week later, my friend happened to send me this without even knowing what had happened to me. And I guess it was a Facebook post, but I tried to click on the post and it was removed. Sketchy. I still don't know how I feel about this because I literally love the moon, but I felt inclined to share this with you for some reason. But the channeling has now happened twice." Okay, first of all, thank you, Megan, for sharing that. Second of all, I love when you guys tell me your stories like this. Kind of validates all my information. I also love when people say, like, I feel like I need to tell you this, because obviously she didn't really know that I had this episode planned, because I typically have my topics planned weeks ahead. So the fact that she brought this up and I was going to talk about it, I was like, whoa. See, like, everything just keeps getting thrown at me. So honestly, it makes sense. And I'm no longer charging my crystals or doing rituals on the moon, like she said, because it's only giving power to the dark. And I think that might be why some people hate this new age movement or don't agree with it, because not gonna lie, it could be manipulated by the reptilians, but we just have to go around it and find the real cause or the real way to practice being a light worker. So don't work with the moon, work with the sun. And that makes sense because, like she said, it radiates off the moon and she didn't even know what she was talking about. And I just mentioned all that about how that's how they emit other radiation. And that makes sense too now of why they were blocking the sun with the fires. I mean, another spiritual reader, I think I mentioned this like 3 episodes ago, said that they purposely did the fires and everything because the sun at this given time was supposed to give us extreme DNA upgrades and light codes, but they blocked it. I mean, they only blocked it in California, so I don't know if that would make sense, but it kind of makes sense. I don't know. I hope I covered everything. I tried to add as much evidence as I could, and it was all over the place. I apologize. But like I said, I got stuff from David Icke. I got stuff from Gaia.com. I watched like 4 documentaries on there. And Ancient Aliens. If you have Gaia, I recommend to look up Moon. You don't even have to look up fake moon, because once you look up moon, all the videos talk about how it's artificially made. Which is kind of crazy. And Ancient Aliens, episode 11, season 11. It's free online. You just need to put in your TV provider. Okay, so now on to questions. "Hey, my name is Andrea. I'm one of your cool teen followers. I've been following you since OG TikTok days and want to thank you for the courage you have to continue spreading the truth. I just got the Four Agreements book and I love it. I grew up in a very Catholic Mexican household and Questioning the core beliefs is something that is very frowned upon and shameful. I wanted to ask you, what do I do now? I've opened my eyes to the truth and have started questioning everything about everything, it seems. I can't talk to anyone in my family about this, yet I want to learn more and tell others. How should I advance my spirituality and the environment I'm in? Thank you for all you do, and keep spreading love and light. Aw, hello. Thank you so much for your support. And honestly, that sounds exactly like the household I grew up in as well, except my parents were also iffy about religion and the church. And now that I've told them everything that I've learned in recent studies, my dad is like, see, I knew it. So I'm grateful that in my case, my parents were more open-minded about it. However, since I'm assuming your parents might have strict beliefs and probably refrain you from asking questions, I see how hard it can be. I suggest that you find some friends who are also interested and resonate with your beliefs. I know that is easier said than done, especially right now where half of us are trapped inside, but use the internet to your advantage. There are some amazing starseed groups on Facebook that I'm also in, and you can join too. Just search up starseeds or indigo children or lightworkers, and they should pop up. I suggest you join the ones that ask you to do a little survey beforehand, because obviously they don't just let anyone in, because the other groups that just allow anyone to join are just have a lot of trolls, and I don't really like those. Or you can also start a group chat with people from Twitter. Just find like-minded people who talk about the same stuff. In like the search bar, just put in keywords and start following people like readers or people like that, and just ask if they want to join a group chat. Those are always fun. As for your parents though, have you tried mentioning it to them? Maybe not everything, but like bits and pieces. There's actually a video my uncle sent me, and it's in Spanish, that talks about everything, even the reptilians, and I wish I could find it, but I can't. If I do, I will post it on Twitter or something. But coming from a Mexican family myself, I know how stubborn or strict they can be, but it wouldn't hurt to mention it. You can even mention my TikToks or my podcast, or even the Four Agreements, because the Four Agreements isn't even that heavy. And I know the environment you're in can be tough to practice spirituality, but just try to focus on you and your beliefs, because I believe that if something truly resonates with your heart, you shouldn't stop. So just keep doing you, and I'm sending you lots of love. Okay, next one. How do you think TikTok stars like Charli D'Amelio and Addison Rae got so famous? Is it just luck, or do you think they sold their souls? So this has been more of a trend lately of people suspecting that they sold their souls. I think I might have explained this on another episode, but I definitely think that TikTok and YouTube stars have some kind of contract with said Illuminati. Especially if they get famous so quickly or even gain huge amounts of money out of nowhere. There definitely is something weird going on. Also, they all have managers or agents, so it basically is a mini Hollywood. That's what I like to call it, at least. Or a new age Hollywood. They want to control these influencers so that they can control the people who look up to them, which is why you don't really see them speaking out about certain social issues. Like, you would think that someone with a huge platform that influences people would have more of a say or input about certain social issues, because they could honestly do so much with the amount of people that follow them. But I definitely think they are somehow controlled. And also, Charlie's pictures have been kind of sus, but I mean who can really say that she is a part of the Illuminati? Isn't she 15 too? That's just scary. Or she's 16. Okay, next one. First off, I want to start off by saying how much I love you. I'm sending a lot of love towards you for helping me and my friends wake up. Now, in regards to your spirituality episode, I wanted to mention that not all churches are like how you mentioned. While there is a good amount of fear installed in us, my personal experience going to a Pentecostal Christian church, by the way, Christians do not relate to Catholics. We do not claim them. Our pastor did let us ask questions and debate on certain topics. Also, we don't have to pay to confess our sins, which is something we disagree that the Catholics do. The things I do disagree with that the church does is installing too many rules, like going to the beach because we might be exposed to nudity or something like that. I just wanted to clear up any confusions you had towards Christians and Catholics, because we don't like being compared. Sorry for the mini rant. Sending love from Kayla in Florida. Thank you, Kayla. Thank you for clarifying that too. I apologize if any of that stuff offended anyone. I didn't realize after that episode that I was kind of mentioning and mainly focusing on what I knew personally, but I know other religions aren't the same. And from my Freemason episode, I do mention how like the Catholics are mostly infiltrated by the reptilians. But I appreciate the feedback. Sending you love right back at you, and thank you so much for the support. Okay, next one. Would you do a podcast on the... Oh, these two are suggestions. So would you do a podcast on the Bermuda Triangle? Would you expand on celebrities dying before awards? Love your podcast. And the next one is, can you do a full episode on the Vatican and religion and how it's being used to manipulate and control people? So I just want to let you guys know that I did add these suggestions into my list of topics. I haven't forgotten about the other countries. There's just so much I want to cover before I get to the other countries, especially with everything going on right now. And then with information just being thrown at me, I feel like I need to cover that first. But I definitely do add your suggestions to the list, so don't worry. Next one. Have you watched the show Manifest? It's from 2018. I just found it on Hulu while looking for something to watch. I think you might find it interesting. It's hard for me to explain. Oh my god. I love Manifest. I finished that show in a week. So for those of you who haven't seen it, it's this family that goes on a flight to Jamaica for vacation, and then the family got split on the way home, something to do with it being full or something, and the flight back that the father, aunt, and the son were on goes missing for 5 years. But to them, it felt like a normal 5-hour flight. And when they landed at home, FBI, CIA, and everyone was waiting for them because they were like, what the hell? After 5 years, they come back. But to them, it was only 5 hours. So everyone was confused. And everyone on the flight ended up with their psychic abilities enhanced. They were guided to help people and basically became light workers. I think it's so cool. I definitely think the producers know something, or whoever's in charge of the script. But yeah, I recommend everyone watch that. Next one. Hi, what are your thoughts on how many politicians are getting COVID right now? So I've been getting asked this a lot. I think something weird is definitely happening, but I don't know what. I wish I knew. I wish my abilities were more enhanced so I could see. But maybe it's a distraction. I don't really know. Maybe they really are sick. I don't really know. I think it's really crazy though, because basically all of Trump's administration is infected. All right, next one. Have you seen the title signing ceremony? It's very weird, but with big names like Jay-Z, Kanye, Beyonce, Madonna, Rihanna, and others. I feel like it was some satanic ceremony, but I would like to hear your input. Stay safe and I hope you feel better. Well, first, thank you. So I had to look this up, but Tidal is a music streaming company and the video is weird, and they make it a big deal that they're signing this contract or paper. I definitely think it could be something in regards to a satanic ceremony, maybe a humiliation ritual, because they tend to do those a lot. Someone else was talking about how Katy Perry's video of her showing that room when she was pregnant, that was also a humiliation ritual, which could make sense. Okay, that was the last one. As always, if you have any questions about anything or suggestions or anything really, head over to my socials at Woke with Kels and click on the link tree to submit whatever you want to say. Thank you so much for sticking around and listening to this hot mess of a podcast episode this week. Next week's bonus, I'm still debating. I don't know if I want to talk about the secret space program or just make that next Friday's episode, or maybe talk about Bilderbergs and other secret organizations. If you want to add any other suggestions for bonuses, please let me know. Stay safe out there, guys. Sending you guys lots of love. Keep crushing everything, and have a happy Friday. Love you guys. Bye.